Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting second. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The third baseman, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Ramazzotti. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Addis. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Bonholtz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Toby Atwell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leon Brinkhoff. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Hatton. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Joe Hatton. And now, play ball. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive towards third. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Bonholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Addis. The throw from Westrum and he is out, Dark applying the tag. Two outs. Frank Bonholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonholtz hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliott moves to third. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. Elliott scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a fly ball into center field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Sauer moves to third. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell takes first base on ball four. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a fly ball towards center. Mays catches it and throws to home to double up Sauer. Two outs. Leon Brinkhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Atwell and he is safe. Williams steals second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Addis. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramazzotti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Addis hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mueller. The throw from Atwell and he is safe. Mueller steals second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mueller scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Dark moves to second. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Westrum moves to second. Warren Hacker now pitching. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to home to get Dark. Westrum moves to third. Jansen moves to second. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Atwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Atwell moves to second. Leon Brinkhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkhoff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Atwell scores. Fondi moves to third. It's 3-2, Giants. Gene Hermansky pinch hits for Warren Hacker. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fondi scores. Brinkhoff moves to third. It's Giants, 3, Cubs, 3. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramazzotti takes first base on ball 4. Hermansky moves to second. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Addis hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Ramsdell now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkhoff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramazzotti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Atwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Westrum hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jackson. Wilhelm moves to second. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams is hit by the pitch. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive towards first. Fondi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fondi bunts towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Brinkhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brinkhoff is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Ramsdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsdell strikes out. Westrum drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ramsdell out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Elliott. The throw from Atwell and he is safe. Elliott steals second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Baumhold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkhoff misplays the ball. That's an error on Brinkhoff. Elliott moves to third. Mays moves to second. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Westrum strikes out. There goes Mays. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Dark. Here's the throw, and he's safe. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ramazzotti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Baumholtz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilhelm strikes out. One out. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 4 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Atwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson strikes out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Deering pinch runs for Bob Elliott. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Deering. The throw from Atwell and he is out, Ramazzotti applying the tag. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Deering now playing left field. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Brinkhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brinkhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Ramsdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsdell is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramsdell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Ramsdell reaches second base with a double. Hal Jeffcoat pinch runs for Willie Ramsdell. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Ramazzotti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeffcoat moves to third. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Addis takes first base on ball 4. Ramazzotti moves to second. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 4 in the game. Baumholtz strikes out. Westrum drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Baumholtz out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Kelly now pitching. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Mueller hits a line drive into center field. Addis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Addis. Mueller moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dark bunts towards the mound. Kelly fields it and throws to first for the out. Mueller moves to third. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Westrum is walked intentionally. Hank Thompson pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Addis. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Mueller scores. Westrum moves to third. It's 4-3, Giants. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Addis. Williams reaches second base with a double. Westrum scores. Thompson scores. It's 6-3, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 5 in the game. Lockman strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ramazzotti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. George Spencer now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Atwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sauer moves to second. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sauer moves to third. Atwell moves to second. Two outs. Leon Brinkhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkhoff is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brinkhoff strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.